Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
New trivia question this week. Let's get it right off the bat. This is what people are tuning in for. And this week, we're going to take everybody that gives the right answer and then put them in a hat and pull out one, and that's the winner.
Oh, no.
Having more than one winner is too much.
It's kind of like playing the lotto then. I'd be kind of annoyed. I'd be like, but I answered first.
But we don't want to privilege the people that can listen to it soonest. You know,
right,
because
that means they don't have jumps.
Or whatever.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
Or you know what I mean.
Or
what
they're not at home taking care of their parents or something.
Yeah, who knows what they're doing.
It's cool. I hear you.
Point is, Maysoon, the question this week is, what was stolen from the Oakland Museum of California in 2013? It was a major steal, so major that they offered $12,000 in reward.
And did they get it back? Can we know that?
Recovery. And yes, it did come back.
Whoa.
And if my memory serves me.
I want to guess.
You can't.
Can I guess?
No.
Do I need to have an actual answer or can I just guess?
Maysoon, you cannot guess. But if memory serves me, I believe it was stolen twice.
What? It's a highly desirable object.
So wow. Give us an answer on that. Now, Maysoon.
So the award was $12,000?
The reward, yeah. But I believe that the police recovered it. So.
Oh, so they didn't get anything.
I don't think so. But Maysoon, if people want to answer that trivia question, you got to get us your answers before the next episode. You can email us, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can call or text us at 419-351-6606.
You have 1 week.
That's right. We will not be accepting answers after the answer episode has aired. Enough people might have heard about this.
They might know without having to look it up.
I heard about it. Just
you also worked there, though, so you have already.
No, but
privileged.
I heard about it when it happened in 2013. Oh, donate to the show, people. Give us some money. We could use it.
We'll take it.
Speaking of money, we haven't talked about this in a long time, but we're always looking for contributors.
Oh, yeah.
And we pay for that. We'll give you some recording equipment. We'll hook you up to do a little contribution for the show. Is there some kind of arts and culture related thing happening in your neighborhood or somebody you think that should be interviewed that you have access to? Hook us up. Send us a proposal. It's an email. congratulationspinetree@gmail.com.
And Kate will help edit it.
I think we've said no to maybe two people ever.
Yeah. Very few people get no's from us.
And we pay for that. Speaking of money, Maysoon.
This show is called Speaking of Money. We've got our title.
Yeah, that's a great one. CAA, the College Arts Association.
Correct.
They got that big old convention.
Have you ever gone?
No.
I haven't either.
I just remember when I was an undergrad hearing my teachers come back and they were like, I need a vacation for my vacation because I got wasted last weekend.
I think it's supposed to be a really good place for people who are looking to teach in the arts. So maybe you should go.
Well, I do teach in the arts.
I know, but, you know, additional teaching in the arts.
I'm afraid of running into all my drunk old professors.
No, you love it.
Okay, well, we'll see.
You could do some recording.
If I did want to go, I could go this time because they have a very affordable pay-as-you-wish suggested donation of only $25.
That's amazing.
I swear it used to be like $98 million to get into that.
Where is it this year?
Well, let's take a quick look. Maysoon, it's going to be out there at the LA Convention Center here in California. So that's very
that's
close
great.
By.
Let's go. When
let's
is it?
Let's go. Do you, can you
I
go?
I want to go. I'm
okay,
going to go.
Okay, sweet. Let's go. $25. I'll take us in my Prius.
Wait, when is it?
Oh, right.
Let me just double check.
Oh, my God. It's February 21st through 24th.
I can't go. I'm going to be in Mexico.
That's so soon. Couple other things here, Maysoon.
Carpool down. Get some friends together. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, get it.
$25. It's pretty good.
People, if you want to contribute to the show, here's a great contribution you could do if you're going down. Report on it for us. Yeah. Give us some tight tidbits.
Yeah.
We don't want five hours.
We
want to
know what was discussed.
Panel recordings.
Yeah, no. Don't do a straight recording of any goddamn panel.
We want an interpretation.
Mm-hmm. A summary.
Unlike Susan Sontag, we are not against interpretation here at Congratulations Pine Tree. Okay.
I wanted to put out there that the exhibition that it's called Winningest. And it's curated by Astria Superak and Brett Brett Cashmere. Their exhibition opened a few weeks ago at Adobe Books Gallery.
And I went to that.
Did you go to that?
Yeah, I did.
I would recommend that everyone go to that. I fucking went to that, dog. I took part in a reading as part of their opening, which was really fun. But that show is called A Non-Zero Sum Game, Sports, Art, and the Moving Image. And it's a series of exhibitions and events that are launching, I think, volume 7 and 8 of the Insight Journal.
I fucking love Adobe Books.
I do too. So great. But they've had a bunch of events happening. And so their next event is on February 17th. I believe that's Saturday at 7:30. It's a film screening at YBCA.
Oh, sweet.
Head on out.
Maysoon, I went over to that show at the Berkeley Art Museum. I want to say a personal I'm sorry to the Berkeley Art Museum because I was supposed to come to the press preview for that show, but I was sick. I had bronchitis.
Oh, God.
So I couldn't talk to anyone, and I was in bed. So point is, I finally went to the show, Waybay, curated by Larry Rinder.
I'm not a fan of the title. I know that means nothing, but I just can't. I don't love it.
What does the title mean?
Waybay, I interpret it as like, oh, that's so Bay Area.
Oh, it's Waybay.
Way Bay Area.
Way,
but that's
out
how
there.
I read it. It could be something totally different.
There was a lot of great work in the show. There was Brontes.
Was it all Bay Area artists? Sorry to interrupt you. Here we go. Sorry, Margaret. We're just on it.
I want to say it's all Bay Area artists or art that was made in the Bay Area.
Got it.
You know, so like people maybe that left but were working here for a time, because it's all time periods.
Cool.
There's like Nikki Green has work in it, and Brontes Brunel, like, you know, young people.
Mm-hmm. Current.
Yeah, and then also dead people. It's a whole mix.
So there's both alive people and dead people,
yes,
in the show.
A great mix of the dead and the living. And each section is kind of under, like, grouped together based on a line of a poem.
Oh.
The poem's by somebody. It's like each cluster also may soon.
You did a good job researching this one.
Did I? You're being sarcastic. And rightly so. But point is, Maysoon, they did the whole number on the wall to the map in your hand.
Oh, you loved it.
Sure enough, I'm halfway through the show not knowing that. Had to go back to the beginning, pick up a map, you know. And gotta say,
no wall labels?
I thought I loved that situation.
Oh.
But I hate it.
Because you feel like you're like tied to it?
Well,
like you have to constantly be referencing it?
Just like we were talking about with that WADA show, it's like, find the number, find the map. I have to look at the shapes of each of the pieces.
Yeah, you're like all of a sudden looking at something that wasn't really ever intended.
I'm over here with my art partner I was with, Nick Wiley,
yeah.
Shout out. We're like, I'm trying to, it's like doing a goddamn Sudoku over here. You know what I mean? But God bless him. I like the aesthetics of it a lot better than having all the text on the wall, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was conducive to my edification as a scholar of art.
Got it.
Anyhow, I'm also kind of like, what's happening in this show?
Yeah.
I couldn't quite make heads or tails of some of these groupings. And there was a hell of a lot of work packed in there. But
yeah,
a lot of it was great work that I'm glad I got to see.
So is that show on the first floor when you walk in? There's
it's
like a
right
huge,
when you walk
enormous
in.
Gallery space.
Yep. There was a lot of gay stuff. There was some weird farm stuff. There's a photograph of a kid drinking milk right out the goat or whatever.
Ew, sucking on a teat?
No, like the dad or an adult is like squeezing the udder of some animal and that milk's going to the mouth of the kid.
Was it, what? Doesn't matter. What gender was the kid? Was this like a male adult figure squeezing milk into a little girl's mouth?
I think
mouth?
You kind of, oh my God. I think you kind of can't really, you don't know for sure.
Okay, well that makes me feel better.
Actually, the photograph was by Lucas Foglia. It was from 2009. Let me show you. Maysoon hates it. Maysoon's grimacing and cringing, squinting. Shaking her head no.
I'm squeamish when it comes to stuff like that though. I don't know.
That's
really
how you get E. coli.
Do people really do that? Does that really happen? Was that staged? What was that? I don't know. See, maybe that's okay. Calm down, Mason. It's going to be okay.
Some great weird gay art. A great drawing by Mike Kushar. Felt pen and ink on paper there. Of a Viking, two Vikings, in a lover's embrace in the forest. Yeah, so a very gay show, which I like, but just a lot of work crunched together. That's my hot take. Go see the show. There's plenty of art to look at. Go take a film in while you're there for the Pacific Film Archive.
Have you ever seen a film there?
Not yet.
So I was there this week for the first time ever in their theater on Monday night to see this incredible artist who I love so much called Emily Jassier.
Oh, yeah. Jassier. Tell us about that, Mason.
I don't have my notes in front of me, but I can tell you that it was fucking amazing, and she talked a lot about translation.
She's Palestinian,
She is Palestinian, but she has spends most of her time between Europe and New York. Her talk was amazing. She's fucking brilliant. All of her projects are brilliant. She's super heavy on the research. And so a lot of her exhibitions end up being, you see all the research is out there, and it's very dense, I guess you could say. But I think
researching what?
Right. So there's this guy who, anyhow, there's this guy in Italy who was killed by the Mossad. The Mossad is Israeli CIA, let's say. Was killed by the Mossad. And so she like took a deep dive into this guy's life and the work that he was making. And just all of that sort of process comes out in her work.
Fuck yeah.
She's just so radical. So it's
like she's kind of doing like contemporary art documentarian kind of approach. Kind of,
but it ultimately becomes very, I feel like the work is very, it's about the person that she's exploring or researching or navigating, but it's also the way she presents it is very specific to like what her interests are. So she's not just sort of documenting this one person. She's digging into all these other, she's like taking all these other paths and trajectories from this like one moment in time.
So is it like then kind of comes to a head in like a video or like a installation?
Usually an installation. Yeah. I mean, she's done a ton of videos too. But like this particular subject matter was a whole museum installation with like vitrines of materials. And, you know, she used like the usual like museum didactics to actually tell a story. So it wasn't a didactic at all, but she use that same mode, I guess, for using or for telling a story.
Did you have to pay regular admission to get in there?
No, it was free.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Anyhow, I would recommend you all looking into her if you're not familiar. Emily Jassier, she's fantastic. Sorry I didn't give you enough information about her.
Okay, but the venue may soon. We don't care about the talk. We just want to know about the venue.
I do have some issues with the venue. So I think it was in the theater, like the actual PFA theater. So can I just say, I don't understand why theaters have that. They split the theater into two spaces. There's like a lower and an upper level. And then if you're in the upper level in the first row, there's a wall there.
Ooh, I like that wall.
But you can't put your feet anywhere in the first row of the upper section.
Right.
Okay.
That's where I was sitting.
When you're sitting down, the wall is like encroaching on you. Like you can't, your feet have nowhere to stretch. So it's so close.
Okay.
It was probably like I had a foot between my feet and the wall.
Well, Mason, you got to crouch up your legs and put them on top of the wall. And over.
Yeah. Like a swimming pool. That's how I think of a swimming pool.
Uh-huh. Look here, Mason. I love UC Berkeley. Go Golden Bears.
And you know what?
Why
don't the architects allow for a little more space in that front row? It doesn't all have to be fucking symmetrical. Like, allow more space for someone's leg. Because you know what? The second row can put their feet under the seat in front of them so they actually get more space. And if you're someone like me who has fucking a sore hip occasionally, you need to stretch your goddamn leg. You better put all that in.
I love all the things there. I love the Doe Library. I love the ghost in that one building. I love it. And I love the art program they have there. All the people.
I do too. I want to go to school there, actually.
And they've got a great collection in that museum. And they have some great shows. I don't like the new museum. I got to start over.
Oh, I see.
I don't like it. I like the old one. I miss the old museum. I miss the old cafe. The new cafe is too narrow and it's too claustrophobic. There's one upstairs. I do like that they have that part that juts out and you can look out the window and be looking down and the sidewalk's right below you. Oh, I cool. like that. But the rest of it, I'm just like, damn, guys, what happened? Who are these architects?
I don't think they did a good job. And you want to
know something else, Maysoon. Who are these architects that are in charge of all these new buildings in Oakland and in the Mission with all their silly windows that are all different shapes and their stupid multicolored rectangles all over the place?
It's bad enough
that everything is under construction all the time and everything's terrible and everyone's leaving and it's awful.
Yeah.
But why does the architecture have to look so bad?
We need
to get an architectural theorist on here to explain it to us. They have plenty at CCA. Let's go to CCA and interview someone.
I really want to do
that. If somebody knows somebody who we should interview at CCA.
But let's talk to someone who won't be offended by us.
No, they love it. They probably have a problem with it too.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Are we talking about faculty or students?
Or a visiting...
Let's not talk to students.
Okay. Or a visiting lecturer. Because there was a visiting lecturer at CCA in like 2015 or 2016.
I could do that.
Did a talk about tech office space and how fucked up and wild that whole situation is. And I'm sure there's somebody over there who can tell us why purple and teal and bullshit.
I love the space. There's this and bullshit. Just keep that one in.
Just a stack of shoeboxes is not a building.
With the Berkeley Art Museum, that the entry space where it's supposed to be like a community gathering space, it's always fucking empty. It's a huge waste of space. I don't understand it.
You mean with all the
stairs?
The stadium seating down to the...
Have you ever seen that space used?
Well, yeah. When I was there, there was an event happening for Creative Growth, and they were using it.
Okay.
They have talks there, too, where everyone sits on those weird...
They have talks there?
Yeah, where everyone sits on those things.
Yeah, yeah.
I think when heavy breathing happened, they did it down there.
That makes sense. I'm glad to hear that it's actually been used, because the few times I've been there, I've never seen it used.
You could lay down there if you wanted.
I know, but there's tons of places to sit there. You don't need to sit on the... I mean, it just seems weird.
But I salute you, Berkeley Art Museum. I know you spent a lot of money on that thing, and you're not going back, so...
Not going back.
I need to learn to love it.
Learning to love it. There is this building in the Mission that drives me crazy where the building is like the glass is tilted out over the street.
What?
It's just the dumbest. I'm like, do you not understand what earthquakes mean? Like this shit is going to shatter on the fucking, like what?
It's Don't
like,
they have to get all checked out when they
I'm
build
sure it's
things?
All checked out, but it just seems like the dumbest innovation.
Do you know the Alamo Draft House Theater?
Mm-hmm.
You know the like condos or apartment or whatever that's right next door to that?
That's the one I'm fucking talking about.
That is a damn atrocity.
Yes. It's ridiculous. I hate that fucking building. I hate that building.
I feel like they make them horrible to symbolize the travesty of what's happening here with the private and public sector failing the citizens of our fucking region.
Man, that would piss me off if they were doing that on purpose. I'm like, don't fucking make ugly shit on purpose.
I need someone to explain it to me.
Let's do it.
Because I'm sure...
No,
I mean,
I'm not
are
sure.
Are they going to say something that's going to make me like it? Because I don't see that happening. We need to... First off, Maysoon, we're going to really do this up. Everybody send in the ugly buildings in your area.
Please do.
Congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Send us as many pictures of the buildings that you can't stand.
Old or new?
Or new? Well, new.
We want to focus on new. Okay. Just checking. Just being clear.
Because we want to understand what's going on now.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I agree.
Don't
just
everybody
want to
send
for
in the damn sky dildo, because we all can see that from literally anywhere in California.
Yeah.
But the other ones, there's a bunch in downtown Oakland that have gone up and I'm like...
You just want to spit all over them.
I just don't understand. Who is looking at these and saying, that's the one we need? I feel like they're flipping through a catalog and being like, oh, we need to have the purple rectangles and the 15 different sizes and shapes of windows in random places. Ugh. And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. There was a blog I saw many years ago, that was sort of like suburban architecture and how
Like McMansion blog, yeah, and
but how everyone was pulling like different elements from all different styles of architecture, and it was just a fucking catastrophe.
The like meaningless columns, yes, like seven different,
or like the tiny porthole window with like a classical, you know, the rest of it is classical, and there's like 13 roofs, you know, yeah, like that kind of shit.
The balcony with no door to get to it.
What the fuck is that? So I feel like there's like, there needs, there's like a, this is like a, the next iteration of like really bad design, like this hyper contemporary.
But how can it be so bad when it's so like expensive? I mean, they must be paying millions and millions of dollars. Yeah.
Well, they're going to be making millions of dollars.
We'll put a link to that blog, and everybody send in your pictures, and we'll put those in the underworld for our next episode. Speaking of money, may soon, Jack Fisher's got to show up.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
And one of our winners from our trivia last time, Sarah Fullerton,
yes,
is looking for a cat sitter. So if anyone's got a hookup on a cat sitter, feel free to text us 419-351-6606. It's Dyer.
Dyer? What
the Dyer. Fuck they that need mean? A cat sitter ASAP.
Let's go start pulling together our cat sitters. I'd like to pull together cat sitters for San Francisco and the East Bay. So if you are often available to help cat sit in either of those locations, please call in, email, just maybe email or call.
Bad news, Maysoon. Speaking of
No more fucking bad news this week.
Bad news.
How bad?
Bad news, Maysoon. Scrap's getting evicted, maybe.
Remember I know that. I know that bad news.
Okay.
Fucking
Well, what's going on with that? Can we stop that? I mean, I see City Hall out the window. Can we not just tell them to stop?
I mean, I think we could probably get in touch with the supervisors that run that fucking district and ask them what the hell's going on.
What district is that?
I don't know.
It's the Bayview.
Who does the Bayview?
But we got to sort it out. We'll put a link in the underworld to the article that was in the Examiner.
I assume their rent is going up or what? I didn't actually read the article.
Due to some permitting issues.
All right. So listeners, if you feel really disturbed and upset by Scrap being evicted and having to leave their space, you can get in touch with your supervisor. The supervisor of that district is Malia Cohen. You can call her office. You can put forward some questions. You can maybe find out how you can contribute to keep helping them stay. You could probably also call Scrap directly and maybe try to get involved with them. See what they're doing. What are they trying to, you know, fundraise? What are they doing? Maybe you can help get the word out. Speaking of money, the San Francisco Arts Commission, which I will be forthcoming, is where I work. The Arts Commission put out a survey recently that's specific to artist housing.
Oh, you still got to fill it out.
You got to fill it out. They're trying to gather data. We're all about data here, trying to understand what's happening.
The numbers.
With artists in San Francisco in particular. So this survey is for artists and arts workers. So
That live in San Francisco.
So we'll add a link to the underworld.
Maysoon, what's going to come out of that survey, do you think? What's your projection? I'm starting to feel like people are leaving again.
There was a survey similar to this that the Arts Commission did, 3 years ago? 2 years ago? And I feel like this is a similar survey.
Yeah.
But 2 years later, after so much shit has already gone down.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of like, if these numbers look better, it's because half the artists have had to leave already.
There were 600 respondents or so in the last survey. If this one only has 25 respondents and they're all like, yeah, we're doing great. We're staying in San Francisco.
We've got studio
forever.
We own our homes.
We have to look at the total number of people. Yeah. There has to be thoughtful analysis of the numbers. So if you want to fill out this survey, if you're an artist in San Francisco, where should people look, Maysoon?
You can go to the Arts Commission's website at sfartscommission.org. So there's this other project called MEDA, which is the Mission Economic Development Agency, which our good friend Spike is part of.
Spike Kahn
I don't know if she's like part of the organizing or if she's just like a huge proponent of it, but it's basically this organization that's helping artists and San Francisco residents figure out how to buy into the affordable housing market in the city. So I think that's pretty awesome. There's a number of workshops coming up that will help you, that will provide information and get you kind of like up to speed on what you could potentially do. February 27th from 6 to 7:30, there's a meeting at the Hunters Point Shipyard, Artist Building, Building 101. And then on March 6th from 6 to 7:30 in the Richmond District Neighborhood Center at 741 30th Avenue. Here's a little note. If you are able to bring one of the following documents with you, you could apply for housing on the spot.
Wow.
So if you live in San Francisco, you could bring your telephone bill, landline only, cable or internet bill, gas or electric bill, garbage bill, water bill, pay stub listing your home address, public benefits records, or school record. So if you could bring one of those items with you, you could get yourself on a list. So
I think that ought to do it, Mason.
I think that's good.
Okay, people. So send in your trivia questions. Send in your ideas for contributions. Send us your money. There's a donate button on our website.
So many things for you to do this week.
Pinetree.com. And, oh, one last thing. There's a talk at Real Time and Space. That's the co-op where my studio is. Mm-hmm. That is at 125 10th Street with Toria Cummings and Vin Voicy are both giving a talk on February 20th at 7 p.m. Please come. I'm going to bring food. Maybe I'll even bring a fucking pizza. What do you say to that? Maybe a couple pizzas. Maysoon, will you come?
I can't eat pizza, but yes, I'll come.
What if it's vegan? Mm-hmm. I'll bring you corn on the cob.
I'm on a new low cholesterol situation.
Kale?
Kale works.
Okay, great. So kale, pizza, we always have alcohol and other drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Please come. That is February 20th at 7 p.m. Toria Cummings and Vin Voicy.
Awesome.
Two premier artists and weirdos of the Bay Area. Okay, so come on out. Thank you, Maysoon, for coming to that. That's a legally binding agreement.
It was really a good event.
And if you don't come, I'll be chasing you from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations, Pinetree!